thank you this morning. We worship you. Our Father, we just bless you. Our lives are full of your goodness. Our lives are full of your love. Thank you for your kindness. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name. Please, can you be on your seat? Can you put your hands together for the Lord? Yes, just appreciate Him and celebrate the Lord and celebrate yourself. Then clap for yourself now. Praise the Lord. I want to thank you this morning. I want to thank my pastors. I want to thank my friend and my general overseer, Pastor Jennifer. I want to thank you, Pastor Dowdy, too. Pastor Femi, all of you, Pastor Noah, Atuebi, my elders and my deacons. I want to thank you. I want to thank the church. I want to thank every one of you. I say God bless you. God bless you. We believe in you. We believe in your vision. We believe in what you can do. We believe in your capacity. We believe in your strength. We also believe in what God has put inside of you. Amen. Yes, and that's why it's a choice. We have chosen to labor inside of your life. Praise the Lord. Yes. You see, every time, let me say something on smile. Pastor Femi, I can't forget that story that you said about Mama, that the first day she welcomed you here. Yes, you know, and you made up your mind to stay here. And she's my very special friend because of that. Yes, she's my very special friend because of that. And you see, every time you smile at somebody, it's a gift. It's an action of love. And it's a beautiful thing. Amen. Yes, that's what Mother Teresa said about smile. He said, even when times are difficult, learn to smile at each other. Amen. That way it will help us, all of us, to grow, to grow in love. Amen. He said, love begins with a smile. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I want to talk about your father. And I want to talk about my father. Yes. Can we go to our text, Genesis 1? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And what happened? Okay, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, I want you to have a picture of what happened in this place. I want to illustrate something. Now, let's just take Akure for instance. Just imagine just this town of Akure. Everything is in rubbles. Yes. If you look at verse 2, they say the earth was, there was no form. The earth was void, it was empty, and everything was dark. God stood at that point, and He stood at that junction. So, I want to illustrate Akure for you. Let's say, just the whole of this town, all the buildings are gone. All the buildings are gone. Everything just in disarray, disorganized. All this your road are not there. There is just no road, everywhere is scattered. And you are standing in the middle of Akure, what will you do? What will you do? And the whole place is dark. Eh? I know there are very smart guys in house here. They know what to do. We have great engineers here. We have professors here. We have mathematicians here. They can solve dy and dx. All manner of calculus, they can crack it. Now, what will you do? There is no form. I just Akure. Talking about Akure. And you are standing in the midst of the rubbles. What will you do? You know, Pastor Femi is a very smart man. I'm sure he's full of ideas. So, what will you do? You are shaking your head, my brother. What will you do? You can't tell me that with all these people with idea, with who you are, all this with a very strong idea and very personality, they can't do anything. What will you do? Akure is in complete rubbles. You are the only person standing right in the middle of Akure. Eh? I just want to show you how powerful your God is. He's never short of ideas. He before you do that, you will not even do anything. You'll be panicking, fear, you'll be running up and down, you know. Abby? And all of those. Even when there is no light here, just on your street, you are scared. Three of us. Can you see how frail and how weak you are? But look at God standing in the midst of that rubble. They say he's unshakable. He's immovable. God stood in the midst. They say the entire earth. All this world you are seeing, America, all those places you want to run and go to. America, UK, and all of the whole place was without form, it was void, it was empty, and God stood there. He knew what to do. Praise the Lord. He knew what to do. And God, the Bible says, God said, let there be. He just called forth light. Where did he see the light before? Who informed him about the light? Who told him? He looked at the midst of that rubble and look at that perfect solution. He just said, let there be light. The whole place lit up. Praise the Lord. I know I'm picking my message from what Mama preached to us. How many of us remember that message? I traveled with Favor to Lagos and we're discussing the message. What an awesome message. I woke up one morning and I was praying. And the illustration the Holy Spirit gave me in my heart is that, what if the sun refused to come out today? What will you do? Mommy Ologun. The sun, you wake up and the sun refused to shine. One day, 2 days, 3 days, what will you do? What will humanity, with our big matter and all of those running up and down, what are we going to do? Life on earth will just, that's the end of life. Because we know what called photosynthesis. Abby? They delight, everything derive our life from the sun. From the sun. We just refuse to, God, just, only the sun, just call it vacuum. Because in that place, the sun was not there. Was it there? Was it there? God just said, let there be light. Perfect solution. Then every other thing begin to come upon that what? Everything begin to build upon that foundation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now I want you to bring this thing to your life. I was talking about, look at the whole earth. The whole world. You know, from 2 weeks ago, you know that the world is not big. Is it big? Is it big? You know that the world is not big. So let's even say it is big. Look at the whole world. Everything was without form. It was void. It was empty. God stood in the midst of that rubble. And God knew exactly what to do. And he said, let there be light. Perfect solution. Now I want to bring that illustration to your life. Look at your life. Quite a lot of people are going through so many things, varied things here. Look at where you stand in your life. One day there was a situation that it was beyond my power to handle. You know, it was beyond me, and that was sometime October last year. I got down to pray. I wanted to pray. Just one word. It's just one word. The Holy Spirit told me one word, and I stood up. He said, no case is hopeless. Why Jesus lives. What did I say? You are not saying it. What did I say? Yes. He said, no case is hopeless. Why Jesus lives. And that was the end of that prayer. I stood up. Amen. Praise the Lord. So look at your life. Look at the situations in your life. Look at the issues in your life. And look at the person. Look at who your father is. Look at who God is. Praise the Lord. So there is nothing like hopelessness, very hopeless situation, and all of those. I'll soon show you where the hopelessness is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. So I read that scripture again. Please read your Bible. Let's read it together. In the beginning, Genesis 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form. It was void. Darkness had taken over. Was upon the face of the deep. Just pause there. I want you to pause. There is no rush in life. Sometimes don't rush. In the midst of this, what will you do as a person? I just gave an instance of Akure. Look at how frail and how weak humanity is. Look at it. Look at it. There is there. And the earth was without form. It was void. And that God, he didn't see a picture of someone that was confused. He knew exactly what he was going to do. He didn't bring it to that state. But when things got to that state and God stood in the midst of it, he knew exactly what to do. And the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and called the light day, and the darkness, and called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. That's the first creation. I'm going to talk about the second creation. That's what we'll look at. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Are we there? Are we there? Okay, you can read. I'll read it from your own Bible. All of us are going to chorus it out. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Alright, you can read. Two types of light. You've seen the first light. God spoke that light into existence. Amen. That was the first word. You know that I'm going to show us two words now. The first one was the heavens and the earth and all the things that you can see. The second word are things that you cannot see. Amen. Yes, and that is the word that is inside of you. It's right inside of you is a world. Yes. There is a world that lives inside of you. That's why look at the multitudes and the billions. We'll talk about the billions of stars. Look at the billions of things that goes through your mind. Yes. If you look at yourself, when people say they don't believe God's kingdom, but right inside of you is a kingdom. Right inside of you, I'm a person, I'm human, it's just okay. Like my brother and I don't even know his name, but he's real. Right inside of him, there are people inside of you. Am I lying? There are people that are real to you. There are things that matters to you. It's a whole new world inside of you. Amen. That world will live by another kind of light. It will not live by the first light, which is the light of the sun. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible says that God had commanded the sun. Where did it shine? In 2 Corinthians, where did it shine? Where? Yes. Your heart, your inside of you, inside of your heart, the heart is bigger than this entire world. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, that's why Jesus was telling them that what will it profit you? He told you to gain this world and you lose what? For you to gain this world and lose your soul, both of them cannot be compared. There is a world inside of you. There is a life, you know, yes. There is a world, it's God's part of God's creation to right inside of you. It's different from the first creation. That's why when those ones were there, God stood there and he knew what to do. God brought forth light. But in the second creation, what did God bring forth? What did God bring forth? John 3:16. What was God's provision? Huh? Please, let's read that 2 Corinthians again. I want to take my time to show you something briefly. Okay. For God, who commanded the light, now the first order, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has himself, that's in Christ, shine where? In our hearts, to give that, this is another light, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in whom? Yes. Through our relationship with Christ, in the face of Christ, through our union and our coming together with Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when you see that coming from the first order, I told you there are no cases hopeless. Why Jesus is? If you look at your life, God has made provision for everything about our lives. That's why when you say it's a situation, nothing is hopeless. If you look at everything that man has created in the world, if you look at the aeroplane that flies in the sky, where did it come from? Where did it come from? No matter you see Boeing, all those planes that flies in the air, where did it come from? It came from the heart. Somebody just look at the birds flying, and he said he can put something together. Look at how it's just the same structure of the bird, the plane. It came from the heart. That word is bigger than this word. That's why when God created man, he gave him a commandment to do what? There were just two of them. Just two. Adam. First of all, he even made Adam. And later, he now brought forth Eve. But just that one man, God asked him to dominate the earth. God asked that one man to conquer the earth. Praise the Lord. That means the things that are inside him, is just a man covered. He was not even wearing all these things. He was just covered by God's glory and light. Or just covered with light. You know, God looked at that man, and God looked at the earth that he has created. He has finished all his creation. He has made the mountains, he has made the sea and everything. He looked at that one man.
He looked at his earth, compared two of them together. He asked that man to what? To dominate the earth. That means, so that man is separate. The earth what? The creation is separate. And that man is separate. And God asked that one as one person. Praise the Lord. As just one man. He said what? He said dominate the entire earth. Because inside of him is the capacity to dominate the entire earth. Inside of him is the capacity to conquer what? To conquer the entire earth. Praise the Lord. Men have made changes in this world. Men that have come to believe. That's why if you look at all this motivational talk, they tell you to believe, you know, you can do it and all of those things. Men have rose up on the earth and they believe in the capacity, what they have inside, and they've changed the course of history. Praise the Lord. There are things inside of you that they are weightier, you know, than the things that are even inside the earth. They are weightier than the things that you can feel, than the things that you can touch. Praise the Lord. Somebody made a wonderful illustration yesterday about the life of Job. Job, you know, and everything that Satan was after. He took his children, he took all his property that he had. But those things were not compared to what was inside Job. That was what he wanted to touch. Are you hearing me? Not all those all those cow and all those lambs, all of those things went. You know, Job was still intact. He now came. He now said, okay, his children, go ahead and touch all his children. Praise the Lord. Your children is not the end. It's not the beginning and the end of life. There are things inside of you that they are bigger. You know, he said, take away all his children, but there was something that Job guarded it and protected it. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. I will not lose this. You know? And that was what Satan was after. It was not his children. It was not his property. He was after something inside of Job. Amen? Job said, I will not drop it. This is more precious to me than what? Than life. David also understood this. He said, your loving kindness is better than what? He said, your loving kindness is better than life. And so my heart follows hard after you. Praise the Lord. So there are things inside of you, you know, you just look at yourself, you just, you know, a lot that come, and all of those are just satanic something. I don't know how to illustrate it, but the Holy Spirit will help you. Help us to understand this thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So there are things inside of you that they are stronger. They are weightier. You know, all of those things you can see. That's why I saw those things you can touch. You know, we judge ourselves by based on what you can see and feel and touch. If you have one Jeep now that is 2016, maybe 2017, that I've not gotten there, you feel big. Amen. You feel high and all of those things. It's a product of the fall. Yes. Because that's how we value ourselves. Even ministers, you respect them based on the number of their congregation. Yes. A man that is working with God, he has a better relationship. He's even more humble, but maybe more humble than some people that may have about 6 million congregation. You won't respect him. Now, I'm telling you the truth. You will not respect him. Like the man that has a camp. And you know, a big and all, those are the ones who call big. Have you seen a man that pastor like pastor like 100 people, and they call him a big man of God? Yeah, he said God does not think as man thinks. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at something that is bigger. And what is it? What is it? Because it's bigger. He said man looks at the outward appearance; those things are small. He said, but God looks at that which is bigger. Amen. Yes, because God looked at himself. Amen. When God wants to look, he looks at himself. So God looks at your heart. He looks at inside of you. Amen. So when God created the first world, God does not live inside that world. That world was too small. It could not carry, it could not contain him. Then when God created, in that same earth, in that same way, God created another world. Yes, you know, created another world, and he packaged it in the form of a man. And that is God's domain. That's where God chose to live. That's why in the first creation, God is, he speak. He did not even move. You know, I say, if you stand in the midst of the rubble, what will you do? You know, he was just standing. And the Bible said, and God said, he did not move. So the first creation is nothing to God. That's why the Bible said that in Peter. Peter said that the heavens, they will melt with fervent heat. He said, and the element will be burnt up with fire. Everything you can see in this world. That he said, it will just, God will melt everything, that the heavens will melt. Even in Revelation, the Bible says God sat down to judge the world. He said, heavens and earth, they saw him and they fled away. And the Bible said there was found no place for them. God does not reckon with them and God does not regard them. It's just you and I. And it's all a product of the fall. Everything you can see, everything you can celebrate, everything comes from the earth. Amen. This car that I see, as beautiful as it is, it's just metal. Metal, you know, they shape it, color it, and they give it names. Amen. Amen. Don't give it a name that man gives it. Yes, they give it name. Give it a name that God gives it. Praise the Lord. So, it's just all of those things. And those are the things we judge ourselves. Those are the things that makes us happy. And those are the things that makes us sad. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. You know, so, all of those things that can be seen, that's what I told you, God did not even move. But when God said, let us make man, the Bible said, God formed the man what? He had to form. Did he speak? Did he speak? So, which is higher? He said, God formed man from the dust. He formed it with his hands. For the first time, God engaged his hands. And the first record in the Bible that God engaged his hand is when he went to form the body of man. The body that that man is going to live inside. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, and when God gave that light, I told that God just poked that light into existence. As ferocious as the sun is, that God just poked it into existence. But when God wanted to give light in this new order, which the order is called man, which is you and which is me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I take myself with dignity. Yes, not be anything. My sister is here. Even when I was not yet even walking, you know, I was not doing anything. Yes, you know, like that, you know. I had nothing, you know, and all of those things. Because I know who my father is. Yes. I know who my father is. I was not even, God give me things that I'm not even interested in. And God is my witness. I am not. Doesn't interest me. You know? Yes. Put it side and side with the mind. You've not seen God before. That's why you are running after things. If you see him, you leave those things and you start running after God. Yes. That's why King David said what? He said, goodness and mercy, they follow me. Because he's following after God. He said, my soul, Samson, he said, my soul follows hard after God. He said, as the deer pants for the streams of living water, so my soul pant after God. You've not seen him before. That's why I say the kingdom is like a treasure that a man sees on the field. After he sees it, he said, he forsake everything that he has. He leaves everything. You know, he will go and denounce everything that he has, and he now go and order and go and purchase that pew. That's the kingdom. You don't know what it means while you sit down and an angel walks into the room. You just forget this word. You've not been there before. So that's the place you should pray, you should enter. Amen. Yes. You've not seen when God comes to speak to you. You know, some of you have not heard God before. Okay, you maybe pick up his voice. You know, something told me and all of those things. When God speaks to you, you sit down in the room and God walks into the room. I've been there several times. I know what it means. And every other thing does not make matter to me anymore. I know that one just glance at him. All this creation we're talking about, say we're going to be like him. Say when he appears, when we see him, all this one that correct the whole problem in this world, he will just appear. He will just, he said the trumpet will sound, the voice of the archangel, that one will read at burial ground. He said the angel will descend, they will sound the last trump, and all of those things. And he said we'll just see him. God will just appear and unveil himself. We'll just look at him, we'll just become like him. Yes, and we'll enter into the millennium with him. That's simple. That's the majesty and the power of who your father is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Don't allow anything to, you know, put you down. So I say the second word, God did not command the light. He said God himself appeared to give that light. Yes, in your heart. That's why he has shown in our heart. Second Corinthians is that the God that commanded light to come out, but he himself has now shown. He appeared in our heart. What an awesome privilege. What a mighty invitation. The one that made the heavens, the one that made the earth. When we talk about all the galaxies and all the stars. The one that made those things. The one that spoke and the sun just came out. He spoke it out of his mouth. That one is now inviting you to come and be his friend. Oh my goodness. You know? He says, it's not just enough that me and you are friends. I want to relocate. I want to pack and come and live inside of you. It's happening in the book of Revelation. It's there. It's going to happen in the, you know, the revelation unfold the earth to us. I'll show you a place in the revelation. Even the angels were screaming in heaven that God has departed and God has left them. And God has gone to dwell with men. Let me show you the scripture. If you know what you are, what is senator? What is governor? Governor, that people are deceiving you. If you leave that place tomorrow, they will not greet you. They will not greet you. I have no regard for, I will, you know, of course, respect in authority. If you see, bow to all of those people, it's because it is after the order of men. But right in the head, I respect this young man that loves God. Amen? That loves God and all. Oh, who is the governor? You know? One man came to the office one time. He said, I'm a senator of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. He doesn't want to follow the order to enter the door. And I'm a senator of the Federal Senate. What is a senator? You know? He said, they that know their God. The what? Yes. If you like be a president, it will not change the things that are inside of you. Maybe a person that can't sleep. Hope you are aware. Joy. That's what everybody is looking for. Joy, peace. That's why I say the kingdom is about righteousness. What? Look at what God offers us. That's what every man is looking for. Everybody wants joy. Imagine you from January to December, you are just having joy. Imagine from January to December, you had peace. What are you going to exchange for that? That is what you are looking for. It's just that Satan has confused us to look for it in the wrong places. Yeah, you have more money. When you have more authority and power, Abby, you have more of those things. The rich also cry. They even cry more than the poor. Hope you are aware. Hope you are aware. Some of them, their children have ruined their lives. Okay, let me show you. Revelation 21, from verse 1 to 3, even up to verse 5. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with whom? He will dwell with them. And they shall what? They shall be his people. And God himself shall what? Shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe the hands of angels are not permitted to wipe tears from your eyes. Hope you are aware of it. Hope you are aware of it. Can you see the majesty of the person we are talking about? He said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Praise the Lord. I bring a simple word for us. You have a total mind shift about who God is. About God. The truth is that you will soon die. 30 years is not a big year. 80 years is not long. Even 100 years from now is not long. It's soon. When we're talking about year 2000 to now, how many years is that? How many years is now? Everything you are doing, you are just wasting your time on it. You can but make up. I've made up my mind to enjoy my life on it. Yes. I've made up my mind to enjoy. He said, like, I kept this quote from a mother. He said, be happy in the moment. Mother Teresa. He said, be happy in the moment. He said, each moment is all you need and nothing more. Yes. He said, be happy in the moment. Each moment is all that you need and what? And nothing more. You make up your mind to be happy. So, I told us that no case is hopeless. So, God has shown in our heart, the heart, that is where the real issues are. So, I'm coming to that now. That is where the real issue are. I say your heart is another, it's a whole new world on its own. I told you it's far, far bigger than this earth and all of those things. Just look at yourself. People may see you, they may not respect you. But look at everything that is living inside of you. Yes, you are human, you know. Look at the capacity that is inside of you. Yes, people are real to you. You know, so all of those things, then God now decided to shine in our hearts. The Bible says to give what? To give or to give light. But that this case now is not like the first light. This light has to be received. Can you see the difference? This light has to do what? It has to be received. The other one, God just pam, the light just came and the whole world was lighted. But this one now, he gives it's a personal thing. It's a personal and individual invitation. He gives it. He has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ through our union with Christ. And that is the light that you can use it to overcome this world. Praise the Lord. He has shown in our heart to give the light. And part of that light, let me just open up the package that is called light. One of it is faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why I say without faith you cannot please God. It's by faith that you stand. You don't expect yourself, you are in this world and the whole world will smile at you. Amen. It's by faith you stand. He said, by faith you can make progress and make headway in this life. Amen. So one of the light that God gives you in your heart is what? What did I call it? Faith. But you have to receive it. That's why Paul said that the life that I now live, I live by what? By faith of what? Of the Son of God who loved me and he died for me. Without that faith, Satan will oppress you. How many of us remember our crossover night? That Barista had to explain some things to us. Without that faith, you cannot move, you cannot advance, you cannot make movement. So, you say, God has appeared in our life, yeah, to give us, I say, this light is different. You know, and this light is not like the light of the sun, but this light, you have to receive it. You know, he said he has shown to give us what? The light of the knowledge of God's glory. You know, and it is that by that glory you can prevail, you can dominate, you can conquer, you can subdue on the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, and one of it is his faith. A faith that stops at nothing. A faith that believes that with God all things are possible. A faith that will never see a hopeless situation, because God cannot be hopeless. Because you are not the one that will turn it around, it's God that will turn it around. Praise the Lord. And if you say the situation is hopeless, the Bible said you are now going back to where the children of Israel were in when they were coming out of their journey. The Bible said they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited God. Amen. God is boundless. God has no limit. So by our faith, by our belief, we limit him. So there is no situation, I repeat, there is no situation that is hopeless. The Bible says with God all things are possible. And that's they say, I can do all things what? How many things? Yes. That is the beginning of victory. And that's the first victory that you can have in life. You must believe. That woman that lost the shirt that came to Jesus Christ and, during the press, they say, why trouble the master anymore? That the lady is already dead. He said, if only what? Only what? Only what? Only believe. Amen. One of the light, I'll just say two and I'll leave it there and I'll close the service. I said, number four, one of the light he gives is what? Is faith. And I said, this light, you must do what? You must do what? You must receive it. You must build up your faith. The Bible says, building up yourself well on your most holy what? Faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. To see more of life, you must develop yourself. You must develop yourself. Amen. That's why a lot of people are not seeing God. As if God does not live, as if God is not existing. No, it's not true. Amen. You know, you must develop it. You must build your faith. You must develop yourself to live a life of victory, to live a life of joy. I shared a story yesterday. Let me share it here. A woman in America, some of us are sleeping. Please wake up. A woman in America, you shouldn't sleep when there is sermon. A woman in America, she lost her two children. They were grown up. They were grown up and they ran away from home. You know America. They left home. You know what this woman did? I read it in her book, Listening Prayer. She went and locked herself in the room. She locked herself in that room. She put some kind of curtain that makes it dark. And she locked herself in the room that she was not going to live here until God answered her. She locked herself there. She began to pray. She was there. And she said that she was there. She said she would not go out until she sees God. So the time is immaterial. So if you are going to calculate, to you it might be 1 day, 2 days. But as far as she has concerned, the agony she has in her heart, time died. So she was in that place. Then she now said that after 10 hours, God appeared. Bam! You know, God appeared and told her that her children are coming home. Case settled. The two of them came back home, the boy and the girl, they came back home, they came, you know, God, you know, of course, he'll send angels and all of those things, you know. So, the two children, they returned back home. You know, American children, they will have spoiled and start taking cocaine, drug, start living with one man, all of them. Both of them came back home, the lady came to the house, back home, started following the mother to church, she became dedicated in the church, she eventually married the pastor. She took it by bow and she took it by strength. Praise the Lord. Some other person will give up. Like that. Listen to all manner of people. What did I say? No case is what? Yes. I say no case is hopeless while Jesus lives. I want us to echo it. I want you to echo it. Yes. Only what? Believe. So that's one of the light that he gives in our heart. Faith. That's why I say if you can look at this mountain and say be you, it will move. The mountain will move, that situation, whatever it is, it will give you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So don't allow yourself to be cast down. The second one is love. Amen. Those are the two wings of the evil. The Bible talks so much about faith and love. The New Testament is built upon the foundation of faith, hope, and love. But I'll talk about faith and love. The second one is what? With the love of God in your heart. There is nothing you cannot surmount. There is nothing you cannot what? Overcome. You saw what Sister Gift read about love. Yes, about love. If we love one another, God what? God dwells with us. And his love is made perfect inside of what? Of. You know, people don't understand that it's a privilege they have to love. When you have a terrible husband, you don't know the exceeding weight and amount of glory that God has given you opportunity to heap up in heaven. Men who leave earth and go to heaven and start regretting. How many years on earth? How many? Look at it. Where is your father? Where is your mother? To some of us, here. My father is gone, my mother is gone. They are real. I know them. We live together, we eat together, we sat down to eat together, but where are they today? Yes. Yes. That is it. Your own children now, those of you that have children, the time will come, they talk about their mother, you are gone. Talk about their father, you are gone. So why are you killing yourself? If you look at it as a privilege and a honor, yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. To love. Yes. You see, maybe a husband at the head is not correct. You know? Yes. You don't know that that's the crown that God has put there for you. If you can conquer and overcome by love. Yes. He's jumping from one woman to the other. Let him care, continue moving. Make up your mind that I'm still going to love. I told you the story of the wife of Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth was one man that raised people, not less than 19 people from the dead in his lifetime. He so persecuted the wife when he was not born again that I told you those stories before, maybe you cannot remember. She went to one meeting. She came back. The man locked her out in the night. You know where she slept? She went to the kitchen door. She sat down by the kitchen door till the following morning. When it was morning, he was there, he slept there. When it was morning, the husband opened the door. He said, "Honey, what will you have for breakfast?" Yes. He said, "Honey," as she's entering there, he said, "Honey, what will you have for breakfast?" We should stop making excuses for people. That situation will be corrected by love. You have not loved enough. There is no situation that enough love cannot overcome. Your love has not gotten to a point that it is enough. Step it up. "Honey, what will you have for breakfast?" That's how I did breakfast from the man. That was the case closed. God, you know why? God will honor, not just that the man changed you, because of that the man changed. No, he generated so much power in heaven that God sends angel down to contend with that man. They will break him until he submits to God. Yes. Break him. Second example, another woman, Cindy Jacob. If you read, her books are there on this thing. You know, she's the head of generals of intercession. Interceding all over the whole world. You know, a woman of mighty woman of prayer. That's why I say if you have God, because you don't have God, you are chasing after shadow. This is somebody that speaks with God. So one day she was, you know, like that, she'll be, anytime she's praying, she's so broken in God's prayer. And my husband is always standing like Mount Everest, like rock of Jupiter. One day she was praying, she looked at the husband, you know. She looked at the husband, they were praying, you know, God's glory and presence was so much in that room. And the man was some, she just laid hand on the man just collapsed. Collapse. Amen. So, amen. That is it. So they that know their God shall be what? Yes. Life cannot swallow me. Life cannot overcome me. When there were just one man, look at all of us here. When there was just one man, look at earth. He looked at the two of them and said, "Conquer and dominate." Because the man is higher and bigger than the earth. Yes, he's bigger than the earth, he's bigger than the world. You don't see yourself as bigger than. Let me not even eat. I can eat just rice and oil for 1 week. It will not change what I understand. Yes. To not change what I know. It's not by what you can, all those food. Everything comes from the soil. It's not the same soil that you are mashing every day. Is it not where you are mashing every day? Everything comes from it. The gold you are wearing, where does it come from? Where does it come from? It comes from your food too. Praise the Lord. It is coming from where? It is coming from where? From your footstool. Where is it coming from? It is coming from your footstool. All the metals, all the irons, all the gold, all the diamonds, you know, all the things they use to make all of these things, it comes from your footstool. So you are not subjected to them. Those things should not drive your life. Those things should not give you understanding and perspective about who you are. You belong to God. God is your father. He loves you. A time will come, you leave the heavens and come and live with you on earth. When he makes the new heaven and when he makes the new earth, when the new old things are passed away and build all things have become new, God exists on the throne for you. When the new creation was destroyed in Genesis 1, he looked at it, he said, "Let the sun appear." He was creating the sun, the moon and the stars and the galaxies. Everything just was for the sake of the man that he was going to create. Yes, so that everything can suit that man. That is who you are. This is your life. You are bigger, far, far bigger than the earth. We are not talking about one man that occupied one small corner of the earth. He's a senator in Nigeria. Is he a senator in China? Would they respect him in China? If he talks in China, would they listen? Can he command anybody in China? Who can he talk to in China? He crossing over to Ghana here. Can he talk to anybody in Ghana? What are we talking about? Rise up on your feet and begin to worship this father. Begin to appreciate your father. Begin to thank him. Just begin to love him. What a privilege. What a privilege. I just looked at myself. I said, I just have everything that life can offer. There is nothing I'm looking for. Yes. Yes. Even if today I have to go and live in one room apartment, I have everything everything in life, I have it already. There's no ambition that I want to attain something. I'm not attaining anything. I've attained everything in life. The day I met Christ, the day I gave my life to Him, I met everything. And what I just do now, I just explore, I just conquer, I just dominate, I give people life, I give people meaning, I give people joy, I give people strength, because I have everything. That's where I live from. I live from the peak. Yes. I live from the peak. Somebody is trekking to church, he's complaining. I suffered. In fact, I have to trek all the way from, I was living in Orchard. I'm trekking to church. Is that a thing? What is that? It's not a privilege, and as you are doing that trekking, you are speaking in tongues. As you are doing that trekking, you are worshiping God. You are meeting people by the way, you are smiling at them. Love begins with a smile. Smile is a gift of love. Smile is a token of, it's a gift, a beautiful thing. It's a gift of action. You are smiling to them. You are celebrating. Who said you are suffering? The order you're thinking. Change your thought. Change your thought. Change your thought. Don't allow Satan to make you small. You are not small. You are big. You are big. You are big. You are big. Look at all the things that are living inside of you. Inside of you. Look at the strength. Look at the things that are there. Look at the capacity that you have inside. Let me ask you a question. The aeroplane and the man that made the aeroplane, which is higher? Which is higher? Which is higher? The plane or the man that made the plane? Yes, he just came out. One man who just out of the heart of PAM, he just came out. That's what we have as aeroplane. Then because Satan has made us too small, you are saying first class. I'm driving, flying in first class. Well, the man that made the plane, what should he do? His heart is so simple. No, what should that man do? I fly first class. I can't fly economy. I can't fly business class. You should stop thinking. Even pastors, even ministers are worse. Let me not go there. One day I'll preach a message. The church on it. Which is higher? Is that plan that one man brought out of his heart? You are now grading big man, first class. I fight like look at limited way of thinking. Look at it. The car, the man that made the car, which is higher? Which is higher? Which is higher? You see that man, you don't respect him. You just see that man, you don't respect him. But when you see the car, you bow down. What an aberration. What an aberration. What a taboo. What a misplacement. What a misplacement. I had the privilege of watching on CNN one day. They say a wind. You know this, this what to call it. Those, all these are storm. How do they call it? Is it where wind? How do they call it? Hurricane, tornado. Tornado was this one that's in America. Then they now call engineer, come and build a house. That even no matter the tornado, the house will not fall. Many people submitted a proposal. I watched it on CNN myself. One man just came with a piece of paper. One engineer, he just came. All he had, you know this notepad. That he came with notepad. He just did some drawing on it. And that was the man that built that structure. He just showed just small things. He just showed and explained it. And that was the man that built that house. No matter the tornado, the house was, no matter the distance. It's just a beautiful piece of engineering. The house will not fall. People will live all over the world to go and look at that house. When they see that man on the street, they will not even greet him. They will not even greet him. I want to show you what is inside of you, that it is higher than this world. It is higher. It is far, far higher. Far, far higher. That's why God looked at you. He looked at the man. He looked at the world. He said, you dominate and you conquer. One man. One man. One man. It's just because of the fall. It's just because of the fall, the product of the fall, that we cannot understand this thing. Just one man. One man had the capacity to dominate the whole world. He had the capacity to rule the sun. As ferocious as the sun is, he had the capacity to rule the sun, the moon and everything. One man. And that is who you are. That is the glory that you lost. And that is what Jesus came to restore. And now that he has restored it, coming, you need to celebrate it and rejoice in it. Can you not appreciate your God? Can you begin to worship him and thank him? What a wonder he is. What a wonder, what a God, what a father that we have.